This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports betting is alive and well, especially online sports betting in the state of Louisiana, and that provides a lot of money for a lot of different projects in the state. And it seems as though when we have a local team that makes it into the playoffs or otherwise, or College World Series, or like we have right now with March Madness, the amount of the handle goes up. And here to talk to us about that is Kirk Talbot, state senator from Jefferson Parish. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Thanks for having me.
Kirk, these numbers are huge increases. Talk to us about it.
The numbers look really good. I think they're exceeding everybody's expectations, and it seems to be on a great track.
Now, the way this works is that we are one of, what, six or seven states in the country that allow online sports betting, and then you have casino sports betting, and the state kind of reports these numbers out separately, and it looks like online is a big group of folks.
Yeah, no surprise there. I mean, so 38 states have some form of sports betting. I think you're right. I think it's about less than 10 have the online. Some have the where you walk in person and you, like if you're a Caesars, you walk up to the counter and place your bet. But, you know, no surprise that the online component of that is really showing some big time numbers.
Yeah. And these dollars actually, the taxes that are paid, go to the state. And some of that, I think 25%, if my memory serves me correct, goes to early childhood development, right?
That's correct.
And have we been able to assess what outcomes we've been able to achieve as a result of that additional funding?
I don't know if those reports or numbers are out yet, but everything that we've been told is that it has been very positive. But I don't know if I could, you know, if they have had specifically laid out numbers yet to show that, you know, the benefits of what that's being done with that money. But they're happy, you know, the people that are implementing these programs, and they are, they're doing a great job, and it seems to be working very well.
There was a lot of initial concerns about the implementation of this. It seems to really have gone without a hitch.
It has. And, you know, we learned when this whole thing started, we didn't rush it. We didn't jump in without knowing what we were doing. We looked at what other states were doing, because there were other examples out there, and we took the good from the bad. We brought in people from out of state. We really looked at this as much as we could with as much detail, and I think it's gone off very smoothly. We haven't had to add legislation to fix unintended consequences, or you know, do things that undo things, or do things we forgot to do. It really has gone off without a hitch, and it's been a smooth transition. And people, I go to some of these conferences where they invite legislators that sit on gambling committees like I do, and they constantly praise Louisiana, like, y'all did it right, y'all are doing it right, and stay on that track.
No big surprise when one of our homegrown teams are doing well that the handle goes up, right?
Right, exactly.
And I got to imagine, you know, with the ladies still in, they're in the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, the men didn't get there, didn't make it there.
Right.
But I guess we expect that there's going to be a lot of betting on that, too.
I think so. I think you're going to see with, you know, the Sweet 16, and then, you know, with the Elite Eight and the Final Four on the men and women's, regardless of whether we have a men's team. And that, I think you're going to see a big jump in betting for sports betting.
Absolutely. It's good to hear that, you know, that people are holding us up as the gold standard. And I know there were a lot of detractors to this, and I know that the work that you put in, as well as, whose name just escaped me, the former chairman of the Gaming Commission, Ronnie Johns.
Yes.
Almost had a senior. It was an almost senior moment.
No, you're right.
But Ronnie Johns doing it, you know, and the rest of the committee doing a great amount of work, and you know, it wasn't easy because there were a lot of detractors.
That's right. And look, our gambling and control board is very professional. We have the right people on there. They're doing it for the right reasons. It's a very open and transparent process. And Ronnie Johns really deserves a lot of credit for having this launch and maintain the way it has been. But we replaced him with some good leadership as well. And the gaming control board has done a great job, and they continue to do a great job.
Absolutely. Let's pivot for a second, Kirk, if you don't mind. Are we hearing anything about what the possible turnout may be for this constitutional amendment election statewide?
Well, all we really have is the early vote numbers, where they've been really strong turnout in the black community. I think it was at 37%. I think with the weather, I think we're going to have some really bad weather on Saturday, so that always depresses voter turnout. I think with these special elections like this, Newell, it's just really hard to tell. I think the early voting numbers surprised everyone in where those numbers came in. I think Republican turnout was not as high, I think, as we wanted. So as a Republican, you know, we need to get some of that vote up. But, you know, a lot was going on during that early voting period, a lot of festivals, a lot of things like that. So hopefully, look, either way, however, you know, I'm voting for all four of them. However, the people vote, we want the turnout to be high. We want it to be good. We want people to take time and to be a part of the process. So I would just urge your listeners to please vote.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Typically, it wouldn't be. Someone quoted a number of 18%. To me, that seemed to be really high.
Accurate. And those numbers are on Nancy Landry, the Secretary of State's website. You might have to do some of the math on your own to figure out what demographics are doing what. But it was high. You know, it was high. And hopefully we can maintain that again. I know we're going to have some severe weather possibilities on Saturday, which is always a problem. So hopefully it won't be that severe, and hopefully we can keep those numbers going pretty strong.
Yeah. We'll take a wait and see, but like you, I encourage people to read about the amendments, get out there and vote, figure out where you are on these, and don't just, you know, not go to the polls. I mean, I think it's important that we exercise our right to vote. These are important issues. It doesn't matter what side of the, you know, if you're yay or nay, it doesn't matter. They're important issues, and if you want to be have a voice in determining the future of this state, you need to go vote.
That's very true. And look, just because you may not like one amendment, don't vote against all of them. I mean, you know, the four amendments are very different. You know, it's not the same subject matter. So, you know, people might have a problem with one particular amendment. Don't just vote against all of them. Please read them individually and judge them on their own merits, because there are some really, in my opinion, very good amendments that set us on a really good path, especially number two, you know, with our tax situation. But you know, please read them and take the time to figure out what they do.
I was surprised because I didn't ever hear this. I mean, I know that amendment number two is probably received the most press and most talked about of the four amendments. And obviously because it's about money, right? It's a fiscal issue. The governor up in Shreveport said if it didn't pass, that these stipends, more likely than not, were going to go away. I'd never heard that before. Were you kind of surprised by that?
I did not hear that, but I don't know if they would go away. I mean, you know, we have a session starting April 14th, and, you know, we can certainly...
Because you guys have say-so in that, right? I mean, that's something that y'all decide.
We do. But what number two does is make it permanent. And that's what we'd like to do, right? Is to make that stipend permanent. So that, you know, yes, it does. It is subject to the will of the legislature, and it is subject to, you know, the ebbs and flows of revenue coming into the state treasury. It would be, I mean, if I was a teacher, I would want it. I would want that to be permanent. They deserve it. Wish we could do more, but I would, you know, that's why if I was a teacher, I would absolutely support number two. And, you know, it just makes good fiscal sense. And the other things that amendment does make really good financial and fiscal sense for the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, no matter what you believe, get out and vote. And I think you great observation on your part. Don't just, you know, all yay, all nay. Look at these individually. They're very different in their nature.
They're all four very different.
You know. They're not anywhere close to being in the same sphere.
Take the time to
read them. They're very short. And in fact, that's one of the complaints about amendment number two. But be that as it may, it's not going to take you five minutes to read through the amendments.
Right. I think it's 91 words, but you know, you kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you make it too long, people get tired of it halfway through, and they just, you know, a vote no on what you don't, you know, if you don't understand it. So you don't want to make it too long to where people just don't want to read the whole thing. So obviously you want to be able to express what it does, because it's a big deal. So, you know, we kind of met in the middle, and I think it's good language, and hopefully people will take the time to read the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, I think my biggest criticism is, and I have this of Congress, too. We don't see this that often in the state legislature, because y'all have different set of rules of these multiple issues being wrapped up in one congressional action, you know, that don't have much to do with one another. And they're not really germane.
Right.
Although they rule that they are. It's like, yeah. And what universe is that issue A germane to issue B? Yeah.
Right. You know, on state level, as you know, our bills have to be germane. They have to be of the same subject matter. When you see bills in Congress, it's like, well, we have a funding bill to fund, you know, I remember during the Iraq War, they were passing bills to fund the Iraq War, and they had abortion things tied to that, or they had something that had nothing to do with that. And I don't know, that to me, that is a completely moronic way to handle legislation. I don't know how, you know, I don't know why in the world they do that. We would never do that here. And it seems like they just put poison pills I don't know how they pass anything like that.
Now, it truly drives most people crazy. And we've never been able to affect the change up there because it gives everybody an out. If it's a bill that's problematic for them back home, they can pick one little, you know, poison pill that's in there and say, I can't vote for that, you know, or I can't vote for this. And then we don't get much of anywhere. But thank you so much for joining us today and filling us in on where we are on online betting, because we are different. They're not like us on this. There are very few that are. And we seem to have achieved the gold standard, which is a good thing. Senator Kirk Talbot, thank you so much for your time, your insight.
Thank you, Neil.
Have a great weekend. All right, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.